Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, we are going to be traveling in time.
Ooh.
Isn't that exciting? Time travel is one of those things that people have dreamed about for many years. Many stories, mm-hmm. books, video games have been made about time travel. But still, it's not something that we can do in the real world. We can only do it in the world of fiction, imagination, or movies. That's too bad.
I know, but you never know. Maybe in the future,
yeah.
somebody will create a time machine and
I
will be able
so.
To travel back or forward in time.
It's one of those things that in science, many scientists say, well, we could do it, but actually doing it is the hard part. The
exactly.
idea seems possible, but of course, like many things, making it real is difficult. So that leaves us with stories. And in our story today, Roxy and Shia are going to be traveling through time. It's going to be very interesting. Last time they saw dinosaurs, mm-hmm. right? So we know they went way back in time to see those dinosaurs. So the question is, where and what will we see this time? The only way to find out is to check out our article. So let's do that right now.
Time Travel, the World of Tomorrow.
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new.
We got away from that dinosaur, but where are we now?
Look at that treehouse. We built it. Maybe we're finally back home.
Shia, those cars are flying. We don't have flying cars.
Look, those cars over there are driving by themselves.
Excuse me, do you need some help?
It's a robot. Is it dangerous?
It looks friendly. Hi there.
Hello. My name is Daniil. Are you two from out of town? I'm a tour guide robot.
Daniil, what's the date?
It's February 8th.
But what year is it?
It's 2037, of course.
We're in the future!
Roxy and Shia look around the world of tomorrow.
Drive, 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 drove, driven. Patrick drove his car from Vancouver to Seattle. Patrick drove his car from Vancouver to Seattle. Robot, robot. This robot can clean the floor for you. This robot can clean the floor for you. Friendly, friendly. Kate is popular at school because she's very friendly. Kate is popular at school because she's very friendly. Date, date. The date on the movie ticket was September 19th, 2016. The date on the movie ticket was September 19th, 2016.
Okay, so the article for today kicks off with a little sentence to set up our scene or our scenario. It says, Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new. Wow, so they don't even know where they are. The time machine has just stopped traveling through time. I guess they throw open the door or something and say, mm-hmm. where and when are we?
Yeah. Next, we can start with Roxy saying,
okay.
We got away from that dinosaur, but where are we now?
There's the question.
Yeah, so remember last time we read about them, they traveled back millions of years ago, mm-hmm. and they saw a dinosaur, which is basically an animal that lived millions and millions of years ago. And they're very, very big, and they're large, and they finally got away from that, but this time, we don't know where they are. They don't even know where they are.
Interesting. So what do they do? Well, they start to look around and see what they can see. So what does Shia see? He says, look at that treehouse. Wow, okay, so they see a treehouse. That's something that's useful. That might give them some clues. But even better is, he next says, we built it. Maybe we're finally back home. Well, that is a good clue, because not only does he see a treehouse, it's a treehouse that he built. When you build something, you make something. And one of the things that people often make are buildings, homes, apartment buildings, office towers, that kind of thing. So, if you have a bunch of wood and you have a nice big tree and you feel like building yourself a little bit of an extra house, you might want to build yourself a treehouse, which is a simple wooden house built up in a tree. Generally, these are made by parents for kids to play around in. But these days, there are actually people who build real homes with everything you might imagine. Windows, water, power, up in a tree. But that's still fairly strange, kind of unusual.
It's cool.
I'd love one, but most people just build them out of a few extra basic pieces of wood for kids to play in up in the tree, up in their treehouse. And we also saw him say, finally. Finally is a great adverb to use when you're talking about an action that comes at the end of many other actions, right? So you went to work, you had lunch, you had a meeting, you saw your friends, you went to see a movie, and finally, you get to go home. So at the end of all of the action, this is what happens. We can also use it when we've been waiting a long time, right? Finally, the bus is coming. We've been waiting a long time. But it shows you that things are now going to end. So they're finally at home. After all that travel, going many places, they're back home. Yay!
Okay, Roxy then says, Shia, those cars are flying.
What?
We don't have flying cars.
Flying cars.
Yeah, so that is definitely something that we don't see right now. Quite interesting.
Yeah, that is very strange. But flying cars are something we often see in movies or books as being in the future. So maybe that's where they are. Maybe they're in the future now. Anyway, Shia, he continues to look around and he says, look, those cars over there are driving by themselves. Again, something that we don't find in the modern world today, but maybe in the future. He notices the cars are strange because there's no one in the car telling the car where to go, controlling the car. If you're telling the car or guiding the car with your hands and feet and deciding where the car is going to go, you are driving the car. Drive, D-R-I-V-E, D-R-I-V-E, is a noun or a verb. But here, of course, we're going to use it as a verb. As I mentioned earlier, if you are controlling a vehicle like a car, you are driving it. You're sitting at the front of the car in Taiwan, probably on the left side. You have the wheel in front of you to control where the car goes, the direction, and you have the pedals. That's the things you control with your feet to control the speed of the car. You are driving the car. If you're sitting there, you're just riding in the car. You're a passenger. The driver is the one in charge of a car, a bus, a truck. You could also drive a motorcycle, but not, remember, an airplane. You don't drive an airplane. That's a different word. Driving is for basically things with wheels. For example, Patrick drove his car from Vancouver to Seattle. Patrick drove his car from Vancouver to Seattle.
All right, so we see them in maybe the future, and they see something really strange. They keep seeing these cars. They're driving by themselves.
Or flying.
Or flying by themselves.
Weird.
Yeah, but then they also see a robot, and this robot says, excuse me, do you need some help? Okay, a robot. We see this a lot in movies. Robot is spelled R-O-B-O-T, robot. A robot is a noun. Now, they can be real or imaginary machines controlled by a computer, and they're made to do many, many, many things. Sometimes robots are made to look like humans or animals. For example, we can say, this robot can clean the floor for you. This robot can clean the floor for you.
Robots, flying cars, they are seeing some definitely strange things that you wouldn't find in the world today. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Shia sees the robot and then he says, it's a robot. He's very surprised. Most of the robots he might have seen worked in a factory and didn't talk or help people. And then he asks a really good question. Is it dangerous?
Mm-hmm.
Is it dangerous, he's asking? Is it going to hurt us? Should we be scared? Should we be running away? He doesn't know.
That's a really good question to ask because when you're in a strange place, in a new place, you want to be extra careful. So we see he's being kind of careful here.
Yeah.
But Roxy replies him. She says, it looks friendly. And she says, hi there. Okay, so hi there is just a greeting. It just means, hello, how are you? There is just to maybe just say, you person over there. So hi there is just another way to say hi. We also saw the word friendly. It's spelled F-R-I-E-N-D-L-Y, friendly. Friendly means to act like a friend. So if you're a friend, you're usually very kind and helpful to other people. For example, we can say, Kate is popular at school because she's very friendly. Kate is popular at school because she's very friendly.
All right. Well, let's find out about this robot. The robot speaks next and says, I'm going to kill you.
Oh.
No, no, no. He doesn't say that. The robot says, hello, my name is Daniil. Are you two from out of town? I'm a tour guide robot.
Oh, that is friendly.
Definitely not too dangerous. Okay, so the robot is very polite and friendly, it seems. He introduces himself. He tells us his name, which is Daniil. I'm saying he. I don't know if this is a boy robot. I guess I should say it.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure there's such a thing as a boy robot. Anyways, the robot then says, are you two, or asks, are you two from out of town? Okay, if you're from out of town, you're from somewhere else. You're visiting that place that is not your home. You could be there on holiday. You could just be traveling through. You could be there for business or some reason. But if it's not your hometown, then you are from out of town. You're from somewhere else. Could be in just another city in that country. It could be a completely different country. I guess it could be another time or another planet, too, but generally it just means you're away from home if you're from out of town. And Daniil described himself as a tour guide robot. Well, a tour guide is someone who shows visitors to a place all around. They know a lot about the place. They give them some stories, some history. They show them all of the interesting things. If you go to a museum or you go to a big old famous city, you might want to have a tour guide who will be able to explain things, educate you, and give you more information while showing you the best parts of that place you are visiting.
Right. Okay, so Shia says, first of all, he wants to know, where are they? And also,
when are they?
So he says, Daniil, what's the date? Okay, so he's very curious. He really wants to know where he is. If I were him or Roxy, I would want to know too. I'd be very curious. Okay, so he asks, what's the date? Date is also a word power word. It's spelled D-A-T-E, date. Date is to talk about the time. So that means specifically which month and day it is. Okay? For example, we can say the date on the movie ticket was September 19th, 2016. The date on the movie ticket was September 19th, 2016.
So yes, they wanted to know the date. And well, Daniil the robot tells Roxy and Shia, it's February 8th, so it's the 8th day of the month of February. That's the date. It's February 8th, but he hasn't told us the year. That's what they really want to know.
That's what I want to know, too.
Right.
And Roxy asks this question. She says, but what year is it? Yeah. So the date is very important. We know it's on February. We know it's on the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, what year is it? Because there's flying cars.
Right.
There's robots.
Yes.
What year are we in?
We should point out that this is a slightly strange question from Roxy. Generally, if I said to Tiffany, hey, Tiffany, what's the date? And she would tell me the date. I wouldn't ask the year because I know what year it is. If you don't know that, something very strange is happening. But of course, if you're a time traveler like Roxy and Shia, knowing the year is very important. But for most people, if someone asks you the date, they really just want to know the month and the day.
Mm-hmm. But for them, it's a special case.
Yes.
Okay, but here, let's take a look at our magic clocks because there's a lot of differences. What's the date? What year is it? So hard to figure out, but let's take a look to learn more.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hey, 没错, 米春姐又回来了。哎，对。 Guys, do you know what day is today? 因为啊, 我礼拜三跟那个 Nicki Minaj 有约啦, 他要教我唱歌和 dancing, 跳舞啦, 好期待哦。 所以你要回答我吗? 好了好, 那我换个方式问好了。What is the date today? 哈哈, 还是不知道哦。 诶, 那你这样真的不行诶, 以下内容给我仔细听好咯。 哎，同学们啊， 你刚刚说， 米春姐啊， 你刚刚说的两个问题 不都是一样的意思吗？ 对，错。 虽然我们刚才都是在问时间， 但他问的是不一样的时间的形式哦。 好，我们现在想想看第一句好了。 What day is today? What day is today? 这句话请记得， 他是在问你说， 诶，今天是星期几哦。 你就想啊， 我们有 Oh, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 没错, hey. Oh my God, 我的 voice, 我的歌喉真好。 Okay, 我没有那么多的 day. 所以呢，你可能可想而知， What day is today? 就是问你今天是星期几啦。那明天星期几，可想而知就是什么？ What day is tomorrow? 以此类推啦。那有问当然就有答。当你在问 这个句子的时候， 句子里的today 或是tomorrow 会变成我们的主词， 这时候你就可以说 Today is Monday or tomorrow is Tuesday， 今天星期一或是明天星期二啊。 Wow， 是不是超简单？ OK， 接着我还有问你们另外一个问题，还记得吗？ What is the date today? What is the date today? 这又是什么意思啊？ 好，我们看到 date 这个字， 它特别指的就是日期的意思哦。 所以这样知道它在问什么了吧？ 没错， 就是今天几号呢？ What is the date today? 那明天几号该怎么说嘞？ What is the date tomorrow? 回答的时候注意啦， 通常呢我们会放 it 在句首 当虚主使用， 然后呢再加上这一天的日期， 像是 It is February 2nd， 今天是2月2号的意思哦。 哈， 你要考我每个月分别要怎么说？ 哎呦， come on， who am I？ 好啊， 既然这样子， 刚好也是我帮粉丝们复习一下时间啊。 我们从1月到12月， 依照月份分别是 January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. Woo! 真的是太考验我的记忆力了吧。 好险我都知道怎么说， 那相信同学们也都是吧。 好啦， 那一样的我们在最后帮大家做个小复习咯。 句子有day这个字， 基本上就是在问你星期几。 句的组成呢会是 What day is today? Date呢 就是问你几号啦。 What date is today? 这样大家都了解了吗？ 大家真的是太棒了，决定送你们迷春姐最迷人的kiss啦，耳膜之吻。Okay,
so we're back to the article, and here's the information that Roxy and Shia really needed. They needed the date, but they especially needed the year. So the robot tells them it's 2037, of course.
Whoa.
He adds the of course because that's what you'd say when you expect the person to know this already. So if I, for example, ask Tiffany now, what year is it? She might say it's 2017, of course.
Of course.
I mean, don't you know that? But of course, the robot doesn't know that they're time travelers. So what do they think of that? They're in 2037.
I think that's pretty interesting because they both say we're in the future.
Right.
So they traveled about maybe 20 years ahead. Almost 20 to 30 years ahead.
Yeah, 20 years from
now.
Yeah.
So they're in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this reminds me of
What's the movie?
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future, right. Yeah, a lot of good time traveling stories in those movies. Well, they're in the future now. It seems that they might be having some adventures of their own. It's very exciting. So Roxy and Shia look around the world of tomorrow. All the big changes they must be excited to see. Not only flying cars and robots, many other very, very unusual things will be happening. Okay, that's it for us, but we'll be back for a quick wrap-up before we finish off.
Wait for it! It's review time!
Whoa! Did you feel that? What just happened?
Well, yeah, what's going on? I'm not sure. Oh no, look out! Watch out! Look out! Whoa! Did you see that?
No, what is that?
I have no idea, but it just flew overhead really quickly.
Did we just get zapped into outer space?
I really don't think so, but I'm starting to believe that might be true. Hey, why don't we ask those people over there?
Sure, but they look kind of like aliens. Are they even friendly?
I have no idea, but I hope so. I'll go ask these people who are coming towards us, and maybe if I'm polite, they won't, eat us.
Okay, you first.
Okay.
But I don't think they look too friendly. I think they have, guns on them.
Oh, that's
not
good.
You know what? We need to get out of here.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's a spaceship.
Oh, okay.
You want to try to take that and we can try to get out of here?
That would be very useful. I mean, I hope these guys can drive themselves because I don't know how to work a spaceship, but I can drive a scooter.
Okay, I trust you. Well, I think that's all the time for us for today because we need to go. They're getting closer.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next time for day two of our article.
Sounds good. Okay, bye-bye. See you later. Come on, quickly.
Time Travel, the World of Tomorrow.
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new.
We got away from that dinosaur, but where are we now?
Look at that treehouse. We built it. Maybe we're finally back home.
Shia, those cars are flying. We don't have flying cars.
Look, those cars over there are driving by themselves.
Excuse me, do you need some help?
It's a robot. Is it dangerous?
It looks friendly. Hi there.
Hello. My name is Daniil. Are you two from out of town? I'm a tour guide robot.
Daniil, what's the date?
It's February 8th.
But what year is it?
It's 2037, of course.
We're in the future!
Roxy and Shia look around the world of tomorrow. Drive. 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 Drove. Driven. Patrick drove his car from Vancouver to Seattle. Patrick drove his car from Vancouver to Seattle. Robot. Robot. This robot can clean the floor for you. This robot can clean the floor for you. Friendly. Friendly. Kate is popular at school because she's very friendly. Kate is popular at school because she's very friendly. Date. Date. The date on the movie ticket was September 19th, 2016. The date on the movie ticket was September 19, 2016.